All right. Praise the Lord. How many are excited to be in the house of the Lord this morning? God, I pray this morning that God, you invade every heart. Whatever season, whatever situation where we are at, God, you know. And God, you invade in such a personal manner that God, even as we start this year, we will be set apart right for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, how many of you actually set apart prayer and fasting the last 5 days? Okay, I see some of the hands. Now, I want to encourage you, you know, those of you who pray and fast. You know, God has a pattern in the Bible. Every time God does something big, every time God moves breakthroughs, there will always be a set-apart moment. There will always be. Remember Jesus' ministry, what happened before the ministry took off? He fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Old Testament, same thing. So congratulations to those of you who really set apart this year because you believe for breakthrough in 2024. Amen. Now, I want to just share a funny picture with you, right, to start off with. You look at this shirt, very interesting shirt designed by this designer from France, Claudio Caravalho. It's known as the Claudio Caravalho shirt, or otherwise known as the seatbelt T-shirt. Okay? Right? So, you know, all of us know when we wear a seatbelt, it is to protect you and your family from harm and danger. But this seatbelt T-shirt is meant for you to just go through the motion. Right? Just go through the motion of wearing a seatbelt, but actually no seatbelt. Okay? To fool the cops. Now, as I look at this, we may laugh at it, but very often when we talk about set apart, my worry is that some of us here will just go through the motion. And yet we ask God, God, where is the breakthrough? Now I hope you won't be wearing this shirt like how you do your set apart, but you're really serious. You mean business with God. Because like what Pastor Steve set the stage. Set apart is not about a program. It's not about just coming, you know, to attend a church service. It's not. It is a process. A process that you and I get possessed by the holiness of God. Our life begins to take a transformation. Because when you are touched by the holiness of God, your life, every essence of your life will want to glorify God. Your heart will no longer be the same. You want a heart that is always, say, God, use me, transform me. And one more thing is that it increases the missional passion within you. Now, what does missional passion mean? Right? Like what it says here in 1 Peter, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, to proclaim God to the nations around you. Now, what would be a better life to start off with 2024 than a life that pleases God, than a life that is holy before God? You know, one of the characters in the Bible, Daniel, can you all remember? Prophet Daniel, right, in the Old Testament. He lived a life that pleases God, a life of holiness, that even when he was thrown in the lion's den, God made sure that he comes out unscratched. How many of you want to go through 2024? Whatever challenges that may come at you, recession or, you know, turmoils that you hear everywhere, but you are untouched. You know what happens when Daniel came out? Transformation, a missional move happened in that whole nation. King Darius was so amazed by the move of God that he proclaimed that everyone in the nation needs to bow down and worship the God of Daniel. How many of you like that? That because of your setting apart, because you were serious and you mean business with God, because you did not just go through the motion, that the people around you start to proclaim and recognize God in your life. How many of you want that for you 2024? Right, not many hands. I expect to see all hands. Hopefully, by the end of the message today, we can see all hands. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Now, we're going to kick off this series with God is Holy. Like what Pastor Steve said, wow, you know, the attribute of holiness. I mean, you talk about kindness, we all understand kindness. We talk about love, we all understand love. But holiness is an attribute that is only given to God. And how do you put holiness in a picture that you and I can take home and can live with it? Okay? Now, my prayer, as what Pastor Steve said, is that holiness becomes something that you embrace, that becomes so intimate. And that's the objective of today's preaching. You know, the word holy means kadash in Hebrew or hagios. It basically means set apart, right? Now, you see some Mandarin words because I'm recycling some of the slides I use in Alosta, right? So for those of you here, you know, if you're Mandarin speaking, hopefully that helps. God is incomparable. There's no equal to God. Right? He's so distinct, he's so unique that you cannot comprehend with your own mind and wisdom. Yet the holiness of God is pure and is sanctified. So how many of you here know exactly what I mean? Everyone looking at me very dazed and blur. Wow, those are all big words. So let me try to make it something that you all can maybe understand what I'm trying to say about set apart, no equal and all this. Okay? Young adults in the room, show of hands. How many of you here are young adults? Yeah, young adults means you actually, graduated, you started working, you have money in your pocket. Yeah, and young adults, you have all the freedom to mix with whoever you want to mix, freedom to spend the money when the bank every month comes in with a check for you, freedom to come back home whatever time you want because you're young adult. Wow, married couple, how many hands here, married couple? Wow, married couple, wonderful. Okay, married couple, now, you know, you want to spend money, so you have to ask your partner. Or your partner will ask you, why you buy this, huh? Who you mix with now, also, you also have to check with your partner, can or not. I still go out with my old gang. Cannot. So you kuai-kuai, you also have to follow. What time come back, also now, you come back late. Your partner will say what? Why so late? So my question to all of you is, why get married? Why do you even want to get married? Why? Tell me. Why? Don't know. Oh, problem already like that. Because of love. Isn't it? When you love someone so deeply, that someone becomes of no equal. Right? The beauty, the kindness that your partner shows you, incomparable. That you are willing to set apart all your old friends, all your old ways, even your freedom for the person that you love. And even more so, you are willing to keep that relationship pure and sanctified, and you protect that relationship even with your life. My friends, when God told Moses in Leviticus 11:45, I am the Lord who brought you out of Egypt to be your God. Therefore, be holy because I am holy. It is not a call by like this so-called master that, you know, demands, you know, you to follow 613 laws in the book of Leviticus. It's not like that. The reason why God called all of us to holiness is because He loves you and me. That He was willing to set apart His one and only Son, Jesus, us. I want you to take home that the set apart is not just something in your head, but something in your heart. And that moves me because, you know, I remember when Moses first met God. You remember in the desert, 40 years, he only knew God with two syllables, I am. How can you love someone when you only know them as I am? Right or not? But Moses decided to trust God. Right? God called him to be holy, took off the sandals, and started to make that process of holiness in him. His life began to get possessed with the holiness of God. And you know, when I read in Exodus 15:11, the Moses who only knew God as I am suddenly described God, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods. Remember, Exodus was when God brought the whole Israelites out from Egypt. All the miracles, you know, the 10 plagues, Moses saw that. No matter how many times he went to the hardened Pharaoh, God always delivered. And then he saw how, you know, they were facing the Red Sea, dead end. And then suddenly God parted the Red Sea for him to walk through. Wow! And then, as they were walking through, the soldiers were right behind them, ready to just kill them and pounce on them. And then suddenly the Red Sea closed on all the soldiers and everything was wiped out and they were delivered. Suddenly Moses, the one who only knew God as I am, begins to declare and proclaim that God, you are majestic in holiness, awesome in all your glorious deeds, doing wonders. Can you describe your God like Moses did? Or your description of God today is, I am. My challenge for you, friends, take this year to know your God. Because the call of holiness starts with knowing the God that is holy. Now, one more thing. Moses was a very timid guy. You know, he was a stutterer, the Bible says. In fact, he don't even dare to speak. He asked his brother to speak on his behalf. But when holiness just consumed him, he was a totally different man. How many of you here are fed up with the way you are today? And or maybe you believe that there is more for you. I believe in every heart here today, the Holy Spirit's put a seed of purpose, that there is more for you. Now, if you are like me, say, enough is enough. Come to the call of holiness and be transformed. Now, the text for today, which I felt was really good, is from Psalms 96, verse 1 to 9. Because in these Psalms, Asaph the psalmist compiled the many, many different Psalms that David had written. And you all know David had a very rich relationship with God. And he compiled some of the best ones. And this is one of the best ways that can help us describe who the God who is holy is. Okay, now I'm going to try to describe it so that we can take home from three aspects: the attributes of God, the expression of man, and what is our missional response. Okay, let's probably read together, okay? Psalms 96, verses 1 to 9. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the people. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are worthless idols, But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the people. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering. Come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before him, all the earth. So I mentioned earlier on, we're going to look at these Psalms from three angles. First, to learn about the attributes of God. Attributes basically means the characteristics of God, the nature of God. And then we're going to expound this. Well, what is the heart of man? Right? So you have here God and you have here man. And how do we bring about a missional response from all of us? Okay? So let's start with the attributes of God. What did Psalms mention that you discover? He says, say what? He says, God is great, right? In verse 4. And he says in verse 6, splendor and majesty. In verse 6 again, strength and beauty. Now, when God is great, what does that mean? Great in what? Now, I stumble across, I know this is, next chart is probably going to blow your mind with lots of information, right? But God is great in all this. All these attributes of God, okay? When you talk about love, God is great in his love. The Bible says his love extends to her. Nothing at all can separate his love from you and I. What else is God great at? God is great in his faithfulness. His faithfulness reaches to the skies. You know, all these attributes of God packs up in the essence of the holiness of God. The holiness of God is all this summed together. So when we talk about be holy, when you talk about knowing God, it is you experiencing when you are low in love. When you feel like giving up, the God who is holy is great to provide. The God who is great and holy is great to forgive. The God who is great in holiness is all-knowing. You know, when you learn to understand these attributes of God, then you can back home things that you experience of God, things that you remember. When you didn't have enough, he provided for you. When you felt, you know, when you had a mountain in front of you and you did not know what to do and you call upon him, right? He's all, the all-powerful God. He answered your prayers. He healed the diseases. You can remember all the different attributes of God. You are walking into the understanding of that holiness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, what God wants, the interesting about God is this. God wants to share all these attributes with you and I. When he says he is all-powerful, he wants to share this power with you. When he says he's righteous, the Bible says, you know, he wants to make us righteous through Christ. When we talk about loving, God wants to pour his love for us so that our love can overflow to others. Everything you see on this page, God wants to share with you. But the thing is this, God's holiness is also a consuming fire. We can never separate the two. It's not just all, you know, these beautiful attributes of God. We got to realize that the attributes of God involves the very fact that he is a consuming fire. The holiness of God, the moral holiness of God, every sin will be punished because of his holiness. Now, the question is this. Net, You just not tell me that God is loving, God is merciful, God is good. And now you're telling me, God is a consuming fire. How do I process these two things together? Now let me share with you an insight which really opens my eye. You know, how many of you here are parents, right? You know, as parents, that you set rules that have punishment. If you set rules that don't have punishment, don't you think then there is no room for forgiveness? If there is no punishment, there is no need for forgiveness. Think about that, right? What about the wrath of God, the consuming fire of God, right? God deals with sin. He consumes every sin. But if you think about it, it is only because of the wrath of God that there is His grace. Because of the wrath of God, He sent His only Son to die for you and I so that we can receive His grace and enter into His presence. If the holiness of God is what I showed you just now, the punishment towards sin and all this, then why in the world Jesus Christ, the holiest man on earth, is also known as the friend of sinners? You see, pure holiness attracts sinners. It draws sinners because there is the beauty of forgiveness and grace. Now, wherever you are at right now, if you feel that God is so far, come back to Him. He can handle all your mess. He's loving. He's merciful. You know, when Mary Magdalene, the prostitute, came to Jesus, she had so much sin on her. People were ready to stone her. And yet, Jesus don't tolerate the sin. Jesus just told her, sin no more. Her life completely transformed. I also remember another story, the tax collector Zacchaeus, right? He cheated money from everyone, but he met Jesus. Jesus did not condone his action because holiness destroys sin. But because he came and encountered the pure holiness of God, his response was, I'm going to return back every money that I cheated, not just one fold, not just two fold, four folds. You see, the holiness of God is interesting. It possesses you, and then you just want to be morally right. It's not a process where you try your best to be morally right, you try your best to be holy. No, you just step in and let His holiness possess you. And then your heart is just transformed. Sin no longer attracts you anymore. You just want to live a different life. But it all starts here. Do you know your God? Do you know your God who is holy? Hey, the next thing that we can see from the Psalms is the expression of man. So the psalmist says in verse 1, sing to the Lord, declare His glory and His marvelous works among the nations. Ascribe to the Lord, worship the Lord. Now, ascribe means give to the Lord. Give, attribute it to the Lord. Now, Bosing said this something that is very, during the prayer and fasting, he said something very, very eye-opening. How can you give to a God who has everything? What is there to give to a God who has already everything? Think about it. But yet, the psalmist said, ascribe to the Lord. I can think of two things you can give to the Lord. One, your heart. Because many times our heart is very rebellious. We want to do things our way. Right? Now, the other thing is remembering Him. This is on Nolan, right? Nolan's testimony on the offering was amazing, right? Two things here that involves in his testimony, I just want to bring it up as a connection to my point here, right? In his heart, he feels, no, God, I'm not comfortable. I must prepare everything 1 week ahead. How many times you and I, God calls you to do something out of your inconvenience, out of your convenience, sorry, right? Out of your comfort zone. You know, for me, going to Alostar, to lead Alostar Church, every Tuesday, 1.5 hours drive there and 1.5 hours drive back. Man, I was scary, man. I mean, I was like, whoa, you know. Initially, I just said, okay, lah, never mind. I'll just follow pastor, right? I mean, there's so many things that will come and just challenge you and distract you and make you feel fearful about it, right? But you can ascribe your heart to the Lord. God, I may not feel comfortable, but I'm willing to surrender my heart. I'm willing to follow what you ask me to do. And the other thing is this. Nolan said this, right? He asked the Lord, God, give me an example of this that you're asking me to share. And then the Lord reminded him on day one of his fast where he prayed for a friend. The other thing you can ascribe to the Lord, when even your heart, when your heart fails, sometimes your heart will fail, okay? My heart failed many times, okay? One thing you can do is remember. Every one of you here can remember, right? You can remember once upon a time God came through for you when you didn't have enough. When you were alone, God sent a friend. When you were sick, He healed you. And praise be to the Lord, right? One of our life group members were praying for a child and then had a misconception. But now the Lord blessed them with a baby. This becomes an altar for you to remember. Every one of us can remember. Even Jesus said, you know, in the Holy Communion, when you take this bread, do this as often. He wants us to, as often as possible, remember. When all else fails, you ascribe to the Lord to say, God, I remember you did this before. And you know, God has this pattern. When you remind God something, He will do it again. He will do it again. And that is why when you live that kind of life where you ascribe to the Lord, even when you don't feel like singing, even when you don't feel like declaring, then you begin to walk in that lifestyle of worship, that lifestyle of holiness, and God is pleased with that kind of lifestyle. And as I wrap it up, you can see a missional response. Verse 2, tell of His salvation day to day. Verse 3, marvelous works among the nations and miracles. Verse 4, turning from worthless idols. You know, when you start to understand the God who is holy, your heart is burning to tell someone about what God did for you. You are excited to lay hands on someone to pray because you know your God is a great healer. But you will also experience a turning of your heart. Your phone, your social media, your Netflix become worthless idols. And then you and I begin to walk and tremble with fear of the Lord, not because you fear punishment, but because you reverence Him, that His holiness is, you cannot afford to even lose that presence of His. Can I have the music, the keyboard back as I wrap it up? Now, I want you all to imagine this for a second. If each and every one of you here decides to take this step of holiness, say, God, I want to mean business with you. And you begin to embrace and understand, oh, God, you are so wonderful, so lovely. Even at times when you don't feel like it, you still surrender, you still allow God to use you. Oftentimes when we sin, we come back and we let His consuming fire renew us, regenerates us again. And we constantly walk in that fear of the Lord because we do not want to lose His presence. We always want to constantly tap into His holiness. When every one of you, each one of you begins to walk in that light, can you imagine that? What it does to your family? You know, your holiness will become contagious. And when you come together as a church like this, can you imagine that every one of you here is serious about God? And you carry that holiness? You know, I want to show you a picture of what it might look like. The Ashbury outpouring. February 2023, a group of students came together for a simple morning chapel on Wednesday, and they decided to set apart that time to fast, to pray. That chapel service continued on 1 week, 2 weeks, multiple weeks, until it became a movement, a revival of people who are hungry for God, hungry for His holiness. That building could not contain them no longer. The nations of across the United States, you know how big that is? So many want to turn up just to come to a place of reverent fear and say, God, search me. Search my heart. I want to make room for you, for your holiness. What about you and I today? Can you begin that journey as we start this year, 2024? Setting apart, can you begin that journey for your own personal holiness? Get grounded to know your God. And when sacrifice demands you to surrender, let your surrender be a worship to Him. Amen? Yeah. And even as we wrap it up, as we end, I'm going to just sing a simple chorus. I will make room for you. And I want to invite all of you to at least have a response to God's holiness. Because, you know, anything that requires a commitment requires a response. Your response can be as simple as, God, I'm going to stand up. This year, I'm going to mean business with you, God. I'm going to be set apart. But this floor here is also open. If you feel like you want to be prayed for, maybe you have lost that first love. Maybe you feel that your life is dry and purposeless. I felt that way as well, until I allow God to deal with me. Until I allow God to have His way and not my own way. I invite you to the floor in front and we can pray for you. Every eye is closed, and we can close the lights a little bit. But I urge you, don't just go through the motion like the seatbelt shirt. Let the holiness of God burn in your heart this morning. God, we make room for you. And I will make room for you. Do whatever you want to do whatever you want, Lord, I will make room for you. To do whatever you want to. Yes, Lord, you are the master of my heart. Do whatever you want, oh God, and I will make room for you. Oh Lord, I'm in business, oh God, to do whatever you want to do whatever you want to, and I will make room for you. I want to invite you, if you want to respond to God, just a simple act. It could be a standing up, it could be a coming to the front, but you want God to know that you mean business this morning. And I want to make room for you, and I want to invite you, oh, to make a response of faith, even though it feels fearful at times, even though it feels scary. But God, I'm willing to make that stand for you. I'm willing, oh God, to come in. I don't want my life to be the same again and again. But God, I will make room. I will make room for you. Let your consuming fire fall on every heart. Oh, draw us close to you. Draw us forward to you, oh God. And I will make room for you to do whatever you want to. To do whatever you want to, oh God. Father, you know the hearts of everyone in this room. Whatever space they are in right now. Maybe today you just don't feel ready. But those of you who are standing up, I thank you for taking that bold step. I thank you that you mean business with God. I thank you that you're not just going through the motion, but you want God to do something different. God, I pray, Lord, you just anoint, you just touch every heart that's here in this place right now. Right now, God, every heart that is hungry for you, every space in his heart that is empty, fill it. Fill it with your fire. Fill it with your love. Fill it with your spirit. Fill it with your holiness, the attributes of God. Whatever you need of him is found in him and him alone. Oh, ramasiki anakama sokorabala ramasiki ande ko ramasiki. Let there be an overflow. Overflow of your presence, oh God, in the hearts of the people who are responding. Lord, you have called us to be a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Oh God, a people that belongs to you, that we may proclaim the excellencies of God. Wherever we are, use us, oh God, like Isaiah coming to you. Woe unto me, God. Use me. Mold me. Just never let my life be the same again. Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.